Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Adlin. Well, U.S. pork producers and those in Congress representing them breathed a collective sigh of relief after Taiwan's voters rejected a renewed ban on ractopamine-treated pork, lifted 10 years after one on treated beef. Iowa Senator Republican Chuck Grassley from the top pork-producing state argued just ahead of the vote rejecting a new ban was key to expanding bilateral trade.
It would pave the way for our consideration of free trade agreements with Taiwan, make it a lot easier to pursue that.
Now, trade leaders in and out of Congress feared in the months leading up to the referendum a yes vote would harm U.S.-Taiwan trade relations, giving China a win.
It's a massive price to pay, and frankly, we've been paying it for 15-plus years. The real big winner, if this passes, is Beijing.
That's U.S.-Taiwan Business Council President Rupert Hammond Chambers, who also warned a domestic political squabble over the issue was not worth the cost to Taiwan in lost international trust. Back here, National Pork Producers Council head Jen Sorensen argued,
banning an approved feeding ingredient are not good for the competitiveness of U.S. farmers, in particular pork producers.
Taiwan may still try to keep out U.S. pork with labeling and inspections to protect its large domestic pork industry, but the broader bilateral trade relationship seen as a counterbalance to China now seems brighter. The Environmental Protection Agency recently extended the expiration deadline for pesticide applicators' certification plans. The 2017 Certification of Pesticide Applicators' final rule had set stronger standards for people who apply restricted-use pesticides and required authorities with existing certification plans to submit proposed modifications by March 4th of 2020 to comply with the updated federal standards. Now, as specified in the rule, existing certification plans remain in effect until EPA completes its reviews and approves the proposed plan modifications, or until those plans otherwise expire on March 4th of 2022. Now, due to the coronavirus pandemic, EPA is extending the existing plan's expiration deadline from March 4th of 2022 to November 4th of 2022. Now, EPA has reviewed all proposed plan modifications and is making progress on sending agency comments to certifying authorities. To date, EPA has completed 45 final reviews of the 68 plans submitted by certifying authorities. During the extension, EPA and certifying authorities will continue to work together so that all plans meet the federal standards. The U.S. Meat Export Federation is applauding the House of Representatives after passing the Ocean Shipping Reform Act, which looks to make it easier for American ag products to find a ride to overseas destinations. While red meat exports are on a record pace this year, U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says shipping delays and obstacles remain a major concern for exporters and their customers.
This is a huge step in the right direction in terms of enforceability of some of these booking contracts for our exporters. Kudos to the House. Kudos to the agricultural groups on Capitol Hill that made this happen. Combined with expanded hours of service, maybe some waivers on over-the-road weight limits, these things will add up and hopefully start to turn the tide to where we can get caught up on some of these shipments.
Hallstrom says he feels this legislation will help shippers to further prioritize export shipments. He noted the key is making sure those overseas customers are happy.
We have one of the best reputations in the world, the U.S. does, on shipping our product overseas. But, you know, a lot of this cargo is chilled, not frozen. So there are shelf life concerns. And more importantly, there's demands that this product arrive on time in a specific week.
Hallstrom noted several of the chilled value-added programs are at risk if the slowdowns and bottlenecks are not alleviated soon. The Ocean Shipping Reform Act now moves to the Senate. California dairy producers face headwinds for the future, including what University of California Davis ag economist Daniel Sumner calls mature demand.
Part of what's happened there is just a general anti-animal agriculture. And that would be something I'd watch under the current administration. Because whether it's Cory Booker or very influential people in the Biden administration and in the Congress who are aggressively anti-animal agriculture, and they've bought the line of the Humane Society or the Pew Charitable Trust or lots of other organizations. And if you go down the list and you say, when it comes to nutrition, animal bad, plant good, that's great for big parts of California agriculture, not so good for the dairy industry and the beef industry.
And Sumner says that really is just the tip of the iceberg.
So we do animal welfare, we do diet, we do greenhouse gases, an environment in general, whether it's California, we had groundwater issues, air quality issues, greenhouse gas issues, animal agriculture is facing challenges. And so I do think the California dairy industry is facing challenges on all of those. But when it comes to individual consumers, dairy demand has stayed strong. Will it continue? I don't know. It hasn't grown a lot, but, you know, people say, oh, gee, dairy fat, gee, that's a problem. Well, people were required by the government to lower fat milk, so we just ate cheese and ice cream instead.
Again, that's University of California, Davis, ag economist Daniel Sumner. Gene Noem, National Pork Board president, shares how staff and board members teamed up to protect producers' freedom to operate.
The board of directors and the National Pork Board staff have worked to invest chore checkoff dollars in key producer priorities. We remain focused on promotion, education, and research initiatives that support the industry and protect your freedom to operate.
NPB collaborated across the industry to prevent foreign animal diseases like African swine fever from reaching domestic swine herds and launched AgView.
We launched AgView and helped producers register almost 4,000 premises already. This technology will help all producers share disease updates and pig movement data with state animal health officials in the event of a foreign animal disease outbreak.
A national campaign busted myths about pork production by redefining common sayings about pigs to show that pig farmers are committed to doing what's right for people, pigs, and the planet.
We partnered with award-winning actor Eric Stonestreet to create social media videos that dispel consumer misconceptions. We redefined common sayings about pigs to show that pig farmers are committed to doing what's right for people, pigs, and the planet. The videos have received more than 14 million views and made headlines in more than 200 news outlets.
Noem finished by reiterating producers' commitment to sustainability.
More than 80 farms around the country, representing more than 300,000 pigs, are participating in free on-farm sustainability reports. The reports will measure and document improvement efforts on their farms and showcase the pork industry's commitment to sustainability.
You can watch National Pork Board President Gene Noem's full message on the Pork Checkoff Facebook page. And lastly, on American Ag Today, the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is soliciting nominations for membership to the National Advisory Committee on Meat and Poultry Inspection. USDA expects to appoint committee members in 2022. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says, quote, attracting and appointing individuals from diverse perspectives and expertise to serve on the committee will be essential to accomplishing our food safety goals, end quote. Nomination packages must be received by February 18th of 2022. And this has been American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.